Today on Design for the Real World, graphic designer Stephen Heller looks at the one piece of clothing that has become part of the standard uniform for all Earthlings.
Nobody knows when the t-shirt was invented, but it was discovered by Americans who went over to Europe during World War I. And they found their Allied counterparts, the British and French, wearing these pullovers. Before that, the American soldiers wore button-up undershirts. And the pullover was a lightweight cotton shirt that was undergarment. The Americans liked it. They liked it so much that after the war, like so many other things, they brought it back to the United States, and it was mass-produced by major apparel companies. All it was in the beginning was an undershirt. It was underwear, which meant you don't show underwear. They're the intimate apparel. But in 1951, Marlon Brando burst on the screen as Stanley Kowalski in The Streetcar Named Desire.
Hey, shut up!
His t-shirt was torn from his chest, and all of a sudden he became the symbol of raw sex appeal. And that was the first time the t-shirt became more than what it was initially meant to be. In the 60s, it became a commodity. Some genius who is unheralded decided that you could use the t-shirt as a billboard, front and back side. You get an awful lot of display for your money. And what's more, people aren't going to charge you rent for using their bodies. In fact, they're going to pay for the privilege, so that they're walking around, and at any given shot, hundreds of people will see the messages on the front and back. So that just grew and grew exponentially. My first Love t-shirt, I bought at the Fillmore East, outside of the Fillmore East in Manhattan, and Jimi Hendrix was their premier act. And so it had a picture of Jimi, a cartoon on the front, and on the back were all the dates where he was going to appear. So since I couldn't see my back, I didn't care that I was a walking advertisement, but the front gave me a great deal of joy. The t-shirt will last forever. They'll always be there for that simplicity. That you don't have to sew on buttons, that you don't have to put a collar on it. They're probably the most brilliant design objects. They're more than fashion. They're more than advertising. They're so multifaceted, and they're so simple.
And how much did you pay for your rock and roll t-shirt that proves you were there, that you heard of them first now?
Stephen Heller is a graphic designer and the author of more than 80 books on design.